You have to do something. You have to. Surely you care.
Of course I care, but surely you see my problem. I can't just leave.
Why not? You're not in the military anymore. You're a civilian. You assured me all that talk about a secret mission was just something you made up in an emergency. You can just walk away, take your yacht, and go find out what's wrong.
Lady Cecilia, it's not that simple. I am not free to go.
You mean you don't want to? It's more fun to play soldier.
I was not playing, Lady Cecilia. People died in battle and as a direct result of my actions. Whatever you think about the military, you personally and everyone you know on Xavier would be dead without us. If you want to talk playing, how about a grown woman so fixated on horses that she can't tell a game from war?
The moment the words were out, Harris would have snatched them back, but entropy prevailed. Cecilia glared, speechless. But only, Harris was sure, for a moment.
If I could interrupt.
Harris glanced up and saw her aunt, Admiral Serrano, in the doorway. She started to stand, but the Admiral waved her down.
At ease, Captain. I have things to say to both of you.
Cecilia had whirled, still angry and ready to attack. But Vita Serrano seemed not to notice as she came in and took the other chair across Harris's desk.
Lady Cecilia, I'm glad to finally meet the person my niece so respected.
Not much respect, if you ask me.
As a matter of fact, I'm not asking. I'm commenting on an observation anyone might make. Now, I understand you've had an upsetting communication from a relative on Patchcock. I was unaware that your family had interests there.
We don't. I have no idea what Ronnie is doing there or why Rafa is with him. They had both agreed to her parents' request that they avoid each other for a while, but I don't see what business it is of yours.
Admiral Serrano ran one hand over her short silver hair.
As the commander of this battle group, I have a natural interest in anyone trying to suborn one of my commanders.
Commanders?
The two of you are a well-matched pair. Lady Cecilia, by whatever means she obtained it, Captain Serrano now commands an RSS cruiser. She commanded it in battle against an enemy of the Familius trying to invade. Now that I'm here, and since I outrank her, I am in command, and she is one of my subordinates.
I see that, but she's not really military anymore. She's a civilian. She assured me.
Admiral Serrano tilted her head slightly. Harris felt a pang of sympathy for Cecilia. Everyone in the fleet knew what that head tilt meant, the final pause before the prey was impaled.
Lady Cecilia, you tell me. If you put a cow's horns on a horse and hung a placard with cow on it, would that make the horse into a cow?
Of course not.
Very good. Captain Serrano was bred and trained as a military commander. She functioned as a military commander for 20-odd years. Do you really think a couple of years running your yacht could change what she is?
But I like her, and I don't...
Like the military. Sorry about that. It's always happening, you know. People who think they know what we're like, and then actually meet one of us and discover we're human.
You're patronizing me. I'm not as young as I look.
I know that. Regulations forbid us to wear them, but I was one of the first multiple rejuvenants in the Familius. I would have 3 rings, a volunteer to study the effects, in fact. I would bet our birthdays aren't that far apart.
You look older.
Admirals must have a certain maturity of presence. I chose to combine other therapies with my rejuvenations so that I look old enough to scare young cadets and can still outrun most field-grade officers. You should know that I, too, have had communications about Patchcock. Lord Thornbuckle is concerned about the situation there. He wanted Captain Serrano to take the yacht and find out what's happening to the young people.
That's what I said. She should go and...
Lady Cecilia, I can't leave without...
The Admiral raised her hand, a teacher to unruly children.
You want her to go to Patchcock, and she won't. She correctly considers herself under orders. There's a solution, you know.
Harris realized what her aunt meant a long moment before Cecilia did. Cecilia looked up, startled.
You mean you?
I can order her... And you had better go if I do, Harris.
If? Why if? Why not just do it?
Captain, what would your orders be if you were the Admiral?
I wouldn't send RSS warships to Patchcock. It's likely to make things worse.
So?
So, if I could insert a small, non-threatening civilian ship with some specialists to find out what's happened, rescue personnel if necessary.
Good choices. I was going to relieve you as captain of the Vigilance anyway. You don't need to waste your time shepherding her to a repair dock. Despite is too big for this job and too small for anything else. You're not officially on the list, even if you are tucked away in a corner of the database. I don't have to notify anyone at personnel about your transfer. Whom do you want on that yacht?
You want me to go on Sweet Delight?
It's the right ship. Small, fast, civilian, and full of specialists. Or it will be when you select the right crew for this. Covert, remember.
Yes, sir.
Was this really an order? Would she really have the authority to pull out the crew she wanted?
Actually, this will simplify things for me. I have some loose ends to tidy before you come back in the regs, assuming that's what you want.
Admiral Serrano looked at Harris and nodded before Harris could get the words out.
Yes, I thought so. It's almost time. This little chore will fit in nicely.
I'm coming.
Of course. It's your ship and your nephew. Now, about that girl.
She stays.
That's what her father said. What's your reason?
She's stretched her luck well past its elastic limit, and she's too valuable as a hostage. She'll be happy enough here if you let her soak up practical matters from your specialists.
She already is. When her father wanted to speak to her, she was down in environmental, learning to tear down a scrubber, and fascinating the chief at the same time. This afternoon, she was deep in the hull specifications for minesweepers. I hope I'll still be in command of this wave when you've finished on Patchcock.
Harris suspected that the Admiral would enjoy Brunn as much as the young woman would enjoy a few weeks aboard the flagship.
Well then, if that's decided, I'll go back to Sweet Delight. I expect you two have a lot to talk about.
Cecilia nodded to Admiral Serrano. Harris called someone to escort her back to the other ship.
We do need to talk. But this isn't the best time. I'll see you after Patchcock.
There'll have to be a board.
The thought, the word, sent shivers down her spine.
Of course. It worries you? It shouldn't. There's ample evidence, just in what you've sent me so far, and in what Suisa sent from Despite, to support your actions. Not even counting the battle itself. You're in no danger, Harris, not this time. You've done well. You're coming home, Harris. Back where you belong. Back with those who love you.
Harris could not doubt her aunt, not faced with the warmth in those eyes. But others, she would have to know why they had ignored her before. She kept herself busy the rest of that day, visiting the sick bay, arranging the change of command, choosing the crew to go with her in the yacht. She was choosing the crew for Patchcock. The same familiar faces, Oblo, Mahari, Janice, Kutsudis, Petrus. She looked at him with no less affection than before, yet it was different. How many days had it been? And she hadn't missed that part, not really. When all the transfers had been done, when she was back on the familiar, but tiny, bridge of Sweet Delight, with the familiar crew around her and Lady Cecilia simmering in her suite like a kettle on the hearth, she realized that the trip to Patchcock would not be peaceful for one person, at least.